All right, folks, I'm really excited today to be here with Lisa Baird. Lisa, how are you doing?
I am doing really well, thank you.
Awesome. So Lisa is a 2013 graduate of our program. Is that correct? Did I get the year right?
Yep.
Awesome. And you know, the podcast listeners probably tire of this, but I pronounced your last name correctly, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You were still around when I was reading off the names at graduation, so I think I probably remember from there. But Lisa is currently the director of marketing at Visit Oakland, and we're gonna talk a lot about that. Lisa is actually the youngest ever director of marketing for Visit Oakland, so she just had a press release of that with the promotion, and we're very proud of her. So congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and we'll talk all about how you got there in a few minutes, but I want to go back and try to connect you with our listeners so that they can hear where you came from and all that, what you were like growing up. Tell us where you grew up.
Yeah, so I spent most of my childhood in Sacramento, California, but I was actually born in Switzerland, and we moved over to California when I was about 6 or 7, and my dad still lives over there, so I did get to go back and forth growing up to see him.
Oh, wow, no way. So that's my dream location. That's my bucket list place. I don't know if it's the Sound of Music or what it is, but I've just always dreamed of seeing the Alps. And so I did not know that about you. That is really cool. So what did your mom and dad do growing up?
So my dad was a physicist, which is primarily why he was based in Switzerland at a large lab called CERN. Then growing up, my mom worked at a French immersion school. They also both remarried as well. So my stepmom was an accountant and my stepdad worked for a project management company here in California, which is primarily why we made the move. So a good amount of variety and a good crew to help out with all kinds of different homework growing up.
I bet. Well, we have that in common. My mom got remarried around when I was around 5. So we have that in common as well. So, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got an older sister. Her name's Catherine, and she actually lives out here in the Bay Area as well. And then I have an older stepsister, Natalie, who's living in the UK.
Oh, cool! So lots of fun places to visit. I love that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're really spread out, but means more trips and travel for me.
I was going to say, that's great for someone who is in the travel and tourism industry. So that is fabulous. Really cool. Lisa, what were you, tell us what you were like growing up. Were you into the sports or the arts or drama or outdoors or what was your jam?
A little bit of everything. When I think back to when I was really young, I was really outdoorsy. I spent a lot of time running around barefoot, although maybe most kids do.
Especially in Switzerland.
Are you just picturing me frolicking through the Alps barefoot?
I am running through the green meadow, yes, of course, with the Alps in the background,
But I spent a lot of time, you know, playing outside. But then I was also very much into theater, so I was also kind of this singing and dancing drama kid. And then I started to play soccer and I joined the swim team and water polo team in high school and became a bit more into sports and less about drama and theater.
Right. Okay. Very cool. So every kid growing up has a dream job. You know, I think about my kids and my daughter wants to marry her best friend and be a veterinarian. Be a veterinarian and have a farm together, you know. what was your dream job growing up?
I remember I wanted to be an interior designer when I was really young because I think a lot of kids I think like me, like to rearrange all the furniture in their bedroom. but then as I got older, I really became more interested in being an event and wedding planner. And then also on the side, for as long as I can remember, and it's still kind of a dream now, is that I've always wanted to own my own bed and breakfast somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, that is, yeah. That's an exciting dream for sure. My best story with owning your own bed and breakfast was one of my friends bought Lynyrd Skynyrd's former party house on the top of a mountain in Bat Cave, North Carolina. And and they turned it into a bed and breakfast. And
wow.
Yeah, and in my 30s before we left North Carolina, I got to go up. He would occasionally just throw parties with his friends on weekends when they didn't have guests coming up to the bed and breakfast. So we'd go up for like a party weekend on the top of a mountain in Bat Cave, North Carolina, you know, at Lynyrd Skynyrd's former party house. You know, it was pretty amazing.
Is it still a bed and breakfast? Can I go there?
Yes. From what I understand, yeah, in Bat Cave, North Carolina. I wish I had the name. I wish I could rattle off the name of it. But I can't for some reason. But so what a great dream. I love that. So tell me how you first heard about Cal Poly. Do you have any connections with the school? How did tell us that story about getting into Cal Poly?
Yeah, sure. So I had known a couple people. My sister's a few years older than me, so I know that she had one of her best friends went to Cal Poly, and you know, it's a very well-known school with a good reputation. So I definitely heard of it, and I did a big college California tour when I was a junior in high school, and honestly, I was really interested in Santa Barbara, and I came to Cal Poly the day after I toured at Santa Barbara, and it was gray and raining. And looking back, I know that that's really rare for San Luis Obispo.
Exactly.
So, you know, it was a little tainted in my mind. But then I remember a few weeks later, I was at home looking through one of the Cal Poly brochures that we'd picked up, and my mom pointed out the RPTA program, now the Experience Industry Management program, and I immediately was hooked on it.
Awesome.
I came back for an open house or an orientation once I'd been accepted into the college and into the major, and I actually met another girl who was also in the RPTA program, and she actually became and remains to be one of my best friends. Shout out to Kelly Hedgecock if she's listening. That's sort of how I met Cal Poly. And I remember at the orientation, it was amazing. And I immediately was like, yes, this is where I need to go. This is where I need to be. Everyone I met was so amazing. And it was not raining when I went back. So I got to explore San Luis Obispo for what it's really like.
Right. Yeah, just don't come in early December, late November. Like it's been raining for it feels like 10 days now. Which is great. We really need it. You verify for me. Like I can't tell you how many times. It's hilarious that I just said that. It hasn't been that many times because it doesn't rain. But whenever I walk by a group that's in the rain, that's touring Cal Poly, I think to myself, I should say, it never rains here.
Yeah.
And you just verified for me that I should say that. I never do, but I always want to.
You should. And then you should give RPTA a shout out too, because you never know.
That's right. Exactly. And you know, I love hearing how supportive your mom was and knowing that you were interested in event planning. And, you know, I had a student in my office yesterday who's a prospective student, and I could tell that he was just basically like, my parents aren't going to let me do this. And I was just, that just felt like so, I don't know. That just felt so sad to me. He was grilling me with all these questions. And then by the end of it, I spent like an hour with this kid. And by the end of it, he basically was like, yeah, my parents aren't going to let me do this, but they're forcing me into business. And I'm just like, that's sad. I mean, I don't know. I know that some people are in that situation and have to convince their parents, but But just like hearing they're forcing me into it, just really, I don't know, that just, it kind of, it struck me. But anyway, we're super glad you ended up in our major, Lisa. And tell us, I know you were really involved, but what really, are there any moments that really, you know, you had 4 years here, any moments that really stand out? What were those big lasting memories?
I mean, I have to say overall for memories at Cal Poly, Wow Week was the week of welcome was for both being a Wowie and then I was also a Wow group leader. I mean, it's such a good introduction to Cal Poly, to San Luis Obispo, and it's an immediate way that you can make friends and get to know people who live around you. And then being able to be a leader that next year to share sort of that excitement with the next group of freshmen was also really, really special to me.
Yeah. You know, we have something good going with Wow for sure. It's pretty special. And I just love hearing that. I think it's such a great way to kick off your college career. And so I love hearing that. And I love that so many of our students are involved with it and putting it on. I think it's such an amazing experience that it's a boost. It's a boost for your career as well to see,
totally
see something like that. And how many moving parts are involved. And all of that. So tell us, Lisa, getting into your internship. Your internship was it with Embassy Suites or was that Concerts in the Plaza? What was your official internship for the major?
Yeah, so it was actually the job that I got right out of college. But I'll talk a little bit about why I worked at Embassy Suites. I think we had like volunteer and experience hours that we needed to complete before we reached the internship.
Yeah, that's right. 1,000 hours. Yeah.
So, I mean, I was also a member of the RPTA club, which if they have, I think there's an experience industry management club. I think I still follow them on social media. But
you do. There is. Yeah, they are really active. It's great.
Yeah. So that was also something really memorable for me from Cal Poly. But the job I got at the front desk of Embassy Suites was something that I used to complete a lot of those experience hours. And oh my God, was it an experience. I think that every person on earth should have to work in customer service for at least 6 months. And then I think we'd all be so much nicer to each other.
I totally agree. And we should not watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I find that Larry David makes me...
Embassy Suites, I learned a lot and I learned a lot very quickly. And I guess, you know, I would give some advice that would be to say yes to any opportunity that's presented to you while you're kind of going through those hours and also get to know your professors. I'll give you a little plug here because you never know when they might be a good contact for you in the future.
Right.
But yeah, so then and then after...
And because we're just nice people, not just because we might be a good contact.
Yeah, very real people too.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I used to say that I feel like students look at us like robots. Did you grade that paper yet? Well, there's 50 of you and you turned it in yesterday. Like, no, I didn't grade that paper yet.
You mean you didn't go home and spend all night doing that?
But I'm going to be doing that tonight. I've got some due. So your internship, was that with Inca?
Yeah, it was. I was really lucky. Yeah, I was lucky that I actually still remember getting the call from them. I think I was interviewing at tons of different places and just had feelers out there for internships and jobs, I think, you know, all over the world I was looking to move. I got the call from Inca and they offered me a full-time job right out of college. So I moved up to the Bay Area literally the Sunday after we graduated, or maybe it was the Saturday, and started working for them on Monday. So I was the director of operations, and yes, it's a really great title for a college grad, but we were a really, really, really small four or five person company. So got to keep that in mind.
Right. Everybody's a director, right? And then one executive director. I love that. I love that, though, but it's so great, you know?
But it was a really...
You can learn a lot.
Yeah, 100%. And you do so many different things too. And it was a really great experience. I still am very close with the founder, who was the CEO, and his daughter. I still get dinner with them. It was an amazing experience. They're a luxury adventure travel company, and they ran trips primarily down to South America. So I was in operations. So I was basically working with all of our vendors in South America to make sure that the weekly trips that we had running went off without any problems, and that everything we had promised to everybody was actually going to happen.
Right on, right on. Well, that sounds awesome. So I wasn't familiar with Inca. So very cool. And we'll kind of skip over a little bit, unless you have any really enduring things that you learned with the port workspaces. Well, why don't you just tell us, that was your next job. Why don't you just tell us a brief bit about what the port workspaces did? You were marketing and sales manager there for a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good segue to how I ended up at Visit Open too. So, I was looking for a new opportunity, and decided to go with something completely different.
Right.
And I met the Port Workspaces, had a series of really good interviews with them. And they're basically like a WeWork, so a shared office space.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, but they're just based in Oakland. So they only have four locations now in Oakland. So they're very rooted in the community of Oakland, which was something that was quite attractive to me, as that was where I was living at the time. Uh-huh. I could also walk three blocks to work, which was amazing.
Nice.
And that was really my first introduction to marketing and doing, social media marketing and website and email newsletter marketing as well.
You must have really liked it and been pretty good at it, because you then moved on to Visit Oakland. Tell us that story about how you got the job with Visit Oakland.
Yeah, so I actually interviewed with Visit Oakland when I was moving on from Inca. I interviewed with them for like a sales position or something, just because I'd read about them. I thought that they would be a really interesting company to work for. Like I said, I was living in Oakland, and travel and tourism has always kind of been in my blood. And it is what I actually ended up graduating. It was my emphasis when I graduated from Cal Poly.
Yep.
And so they actually reached out to me. They had an opening for the marketing manager, and I think they just remembered connecting with me a couple years before that. And they told me that this position was open, and immediately I was like, oh my God, yes, I would love to, come and chat with you about the position. It was about May 2017, I think, when I made the hop over to Visit Oakland.
Very cool. So you started as the marketing manager, and you just recently were promoted to director of marketing. Is that correct?
That is, yes.
Very cool. I think some students and some people have an idea of what a DMO does. If you could, I'd love for you to kind of give us like your day to day, your week to week. What are you doing on a daily basis?
Totally. Yeah. So DMO, just for anyone who's listening, if anyone is listening,
I'm supposed to be the one to make those jokes. Like, there are going to be lots of people listening because they want to hear you. That's
So a DMO is a destination marketing organization. Visit California is a large one that a lot of people probably would have heard of if they've heard of a DMO. But then cities have them. So there's Visit Oakland, there's San Francisco Travel, there's Visit Sacramento. And so, yeah, you could probably think of any town or city, and they most likely have some sort of DMO.
Right.
And what we do, or what a lot of the DMOs do, is to get people to come and visit their destination as a tourist or traveler, or even a corporate traveler. So what I do in the marketing team at Visit Oakland is we are funded from a hotel tax. So our main mission is to get heads in beds, as we call it. So it's to get people to come to Oakland, to experience Oakland, to eat in our restaurant, to shop in our shops, and to stay in our hotels, and to experience, you know, the culture and vibe. We're also, we do a lot of marketing just about Oakland in general, to change a lot of the negative perceptions that are out there about the city of Oakland, and to try and celebrate kind of the culture and community and history that this city has that not a lot of people are aware of. And I can dive, do you want me to dive in into like a quick snapshot into what my day looks like?
Yeah, I'd love that. You know, I mean, I think everyone, of course, has an idea of marketing, but I think there's some interesting elements once you dive a little bit deeper into it. So yeah, dive deep for us.
All right. So, I mean, I'll be honest, I do answer a lot of emails, but who doesn't?
Right.
But until recently, I was in charge of running our website. So updating content, removing content, adding new content. I was doing our consumer email newsletters and really running a lot of the digital components whenever we ran big marketing campaigns. So our team, our marketing team is PR, creative, partnerships, and digital marketing. And so we get together frequently to talk about projects or new ideas for campaigns and new developments. We work a lot with our partners in Oakland. So that could range from hotels to local businesses to even, you know, personalities that we want to have on video, to Amtrak, to Southwest, et cetera. Just looking of ways to build partnerships with people to kind of promote what they're doing and in turn promote things happening and going on in Oakland.
Right. So, you know, I know you weren't here when we made the transition to experience industry management. And you know, to a certain degree, it's an umbrella term that covers the entire industry. But we have made a concerted effort to really focus in on experience design and design thinking, and that co-creation of experiences. Can you reflect on your team and what you're doing there in the DMO world in terms of that co-creation of experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say right now the trend in travel is very, you know, overarching is to, people want to experience the destination like a local. So not only is Visit Oakland in the business of building guides and providing information for people to discover and experience Oakland as a travel destination, but we also support our local business partners who want to build experiences in their hotels or through tours or through restaurants or parks or shops or events, et cetera.
Very cool. Very cool. So when you think about the issues and the challenges in the DMO world, and you obviously can place it in the context of Visit Oakland, what do you think are the biggest challenges and issues that you guys have to overcome looking forward?
Digitally, I will say that Google is a big digital threat. Mostly, you know, people maybe won't necessarily think like, oh, I'm going traveling, let me Google Visit Oakland, or, you know, let me go to visitoakland.com. Instead, you're going to go straight to Google. And they're really building a lot of their information. So it displays their own information at the very top when you search, and then everyone else's results get pushed down. And so that will affect our website, you know, and our people finding us, et cetera. But at least Google is using our information. So, you know, the word's still getting out there. And then I would say one other thing just very specific to Oakland is, you know, we're in the Bay Area and there's always a large conversation about rising costs and homelessness and gentrification mm-hmm. that, you know, comes with that. So mm-hmm. I think it's really good to be aware of that and to acknowledge that it's happening. And so we try to run campaigns and highlight existing cultures in the community in Oakland mm-hmm. Because we want to share what has made Oakland great for years and continue to celebrate that while also working to preserve that. In supporting small businesses and Oakland community members who have really great stories to tell about this city.
Right. Wow. Okay, cool. So for a student or a young professional who's interested in getting into the DMO world, what would you say to them? What type of advice would you give?
So I think if I've learned anything from my experience, it's that you don't have to graduate with any sort of official marketing degree to work in marketing. And I think that could be relevant in a lot of industries. And that you also, you know, it's okay to change your mind on what you want to do in life. I think it's, you know, an ever evolving process. I would have never thought I would have ended up at Visit Oakland, you know, marketing. I didn't do any of that at Cal Poly.
Right.
But, you know, through my experiences at Inca, the travel company, and then landing at the Port Workspaces while, you know, shared office space wasn't my passion. I got to learn marketing and be involved in the open community. And that led me to where I am now. It's really all about the experiences that you have and what you learn from while you're working and the networking and professional growth opportunities that are kind of thrown your way. And I would also say a little plug to all the alums that I encourage students to not be afraid to reach out to any Cal Poly, RPTA, or EIN alumni because everyone is so friendly and helpful. That would be my last little piece of advice.
You know, I love that. And I really appreciate you saying that. I mean, I have lots of different goals and objectives related to this podcast, but that is definitely one of them to try to help to keep the network, more connected and, you know, to help our students, because I do feel that, so many of you guys are so willing to pay it forward. And I also love what your reflection on marketing. You know, I mean, we're in the middle of curriculum discussions. And, when we look at the curriculum, one of the things that we've really discovered is that, our students, get a lot of marketing here, through the program, you know, through, I don't know if experiential marketing required when you were here?
Oh, you're testing my memory.
Yeah, maybe not actually, now that I think about it. I don't think it was. So yeah, we've added a required experiential marketing course. And then of course everyone has to take the marketing course through the business school. And I just added sport marketing, and we have we have a number of different options along those lines, but that's not to counter what you were saying. That's to basically show you that we realized that so many of our students ended up in marketing. And so I think that's I think that's attributable to obviously a capitalistic economy, and there's that aspect, but we just have some really good partnerships, and you know, with DMOs and our connection with DMOs, obviously that's a very big marketing orientation there. So, I appreciate that reflection. I think it's great for students to realize that, you're coming out of with a degree from our department. I mean, there is a very big marketing element to it, and as far as any, when you look at the management mix, I mean, that's one of the items in the mix, right? So that's great. And I love to see that we have the youngest director of marketing. when I saw that, we had already scheduled a podcast. So it wasn't like that. I chose you just because of that. You had already been, targeted. Dr. Hendricks recommended you, and everyone here just thinks so highly of you. And so we really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. I always like to say to the younger alumni who I have on that, you know, in 20 years when you're the CEO of Visit California or Visit Switzerland, you know, maybe you could invite me over and we could frolic in the meadow and do a meadow podcast.
Yes. I will remember that and I will hold you to it if that happens.
Okay, right on. With the Alps in the background, that'll be great.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was great reconnecting with you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.